Eleanor Catton is joining me now, and it's a real pleasure to be able to talk to you. You've just flown back from Iowa, where you're studying and teaching, and you're here at the Writers' Festival to present about your work. How is it for you as a young writer coming home to Auckland and fronting up and talking about your work? What's it like?
Well, I confess I'm still a little bit jet-lagged. I only got off the plane like about 48 hours ago. But this morning we had a potpourri at the Marion at Unitech, and it was so beautiful, and it was almost like I felt like it was a personal potpourri for me, like welcoming me back to New Zealand. It was really, really nice.
Oh, lovely.
I'm thrilled to be back. It's really nice. It's a bit of a culture shock coming back to winter after Midwestern summer or Midwestern spring, you know.
And yeah. So what are you going to be talking about tomorrow in terms of the festival?
Well, I'm on a panel with two other writers who've also just published debut works, Anna Taylor and Bridget van der Zijp. And so I won't be talking for too long. I'm just like on a panel of three, but just about the experience of putting out a novel for the first time, I guess, or a book of fiction for the first time. All three of us went through the same master's course at the IIML in Wellington.
Right. Yep.
So we kind of had that in common.
I wanted to ask you about that process of your first book, how long it took you from the process of having the idea through to writing it through to pitching it around the publishers and then finally getting this thing out in the world.
It was a astonishingly quick process for me, I think. From the date of kind of inception to the date of publication was almost 2 years to the day, which seems like ridiculous, you know, like to me it seems ridiculous now. And I think that the book that I'm working on now is going to be much more protracted. This one was kind of written in a bit of a fever, I think. And I think maybe it was partly because I wrote it as my manuscript for the master's course, and I just work really well to a deadline. I really need the structure of a deadline, and the 1 year cap on that process just meant that I just tore through it.
Did you experience what some of the writers on opening night were talking about, was this rush of ideas and outpouring of material when you first start with something, when you're taken by the idea? Was that what it was like for you? Or did you just progress slowly, bit by bit, through your plan?
No, I'm like a very obsessive person, and so definitely with the rehearsal, it was a product of a, like kind of, I guess a few years of just obsessive thinking about I guess a certain ideas about the theatre and about performance and about, I mean, when I first started writing it, I was only 21, so I was kind of thinking about what it means to form my own identity and stuff like that. So all that kind of stuff was, definitely a product of very kind of an obsessive thinking for a long time.
But that sort of thinking is quite obsessive. I mean, when you're young and you are struggling with those things, you do kind of worry and, you know, really nitty gritty analyse everything, don't you? So that's kind of natural in a way, I suppose.
Oh, actually, I've just come out of this session on young adult writing, which I am really interested in. The rehearsal is about young adults, even though maybe it's not really for young adults. I don't know, maybe it is for young adults. I'd be quite thrilled if young adults read it. But I think that one thing that I had not forgotten because it was still so fresh in my mind is that I feel like teenagers experience everything just so acutely, and to such, like, the kind of despair that I felt as a teenager was just like, it doesn't really compare to the kind of despair that I feel now. I feel like I've forgotten a little bit, it's muted because I can't remember it, but I, you know, it's really intense feeling. So I feel like it was kind of nice that was still fresh in my mind, I guess. Yeah.
And well, one of the things they said in that session, because I went to that too, Mel Peaton, Tobin Anderson, was that a lot of teenagers expressed to them, you know, thanks that they don't write about teenagers, that, you know, that they didn't want to be a teenager anymore. But also what intrigued me was that there was this tremendous rush of interest in young adult fiction that may not necessarily be young adult fiction. Because of Harry Potter and a couple of other things, that's driving publishing houses now. And so they said there was a tremendous opportunity in YA writing. I found that really interesting.
Yeah, I guess the concept of teenagerhood is so young. It's like, you could argue it's like less than 100 years old, you know, that before even the concept of childhood is like only a few hundred years old. So I feel like it makes sense that these are new genres, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I find the concept of genre kind of treacherous. I don't really I don't really know what I think about that.
They were such lively characters, and they talked about how they were writing for themselves as a young person. And a lot of the writers have said they write for themselves. Do you write for you? Was the rehearsal a good rehearsal for the next novel kind of thing?
I think that I write to figure out the things that bother me. So in that way, I think I do write for myself. I feel like there's a difference between writing the book you want to write and writing the book you want to read. I'm not really sure which one I am. I feel like I would like to be the one who writes the book you want to read, because I kind of think that that's a more admirable project. But yeah, I'm not sure. Like I definitely write as a kind of a way of externalising things that I don't know how to externalise, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the next book, have you got a title?
It's tentative. At the moment it's called The Luminaries, but that's quite tentative.
Right. So
it's extremely tentative.
But that's good. It's all part of the process. So how do you think you're changing, and what sort of ground are you moving into now with your writing?
I feel like after I finished writing the rehearsal, there was about 3 or 4 months where I'd start things and I would be writing these like little sculptured scenes that where people talked in very high-flown, like strange dialogue, and strange things happened. And then I realised that I was just ripping off the rehearsal, and I needed to kind of like just put a lid on it. It was kind of weird, so I had a hangover for like quite a few months after that. And I feel like I've just kind of moved out of that hangover, and now I can. I'm just interested in different, like, different things now. So I don't know. Like, I feel like one of the most. I've always said this, that one of the most important things for me in my evolution as a writer was imitation, which I'm like, when I was little, I used to write these stories that were like just total rip-offs of all the books that I'd, you know, just read. And it wasn't that I was lifting things out of the books necessarily, but I was just like imitating them. And I just think that's just so important. And so I feel like all of the, even post writing the rehearsal, I feel like all of the best experiments that I've done have been because I've tried to write like somebody else, and always what has happened is that I can't, because, you know, but what happens is that I end up seeing what I was drawn to in their work and then being able to go off in a different direction.
Right, so it improves your writing because, you know, like David Malouf said on the opening night, you realise you can't write like them, but you do try and aspire to that. So you try and...
Yeah.
So it improves and gives you more things in your toolbox, I guess.
Imitation is kind of like... I think plagiarism is just dishonest because you're not being honest with yourself, that what you're doing is just stealing. But I feel like honest imitation is... it's just... It's really hard, and I think it's a great exercise.
Yeah. And so Iowa, you've had some space there. You've done a year or a semester, and you're going to get
year,
a whole
yeah.
year, and you're going to go back for another year.
Before.
Is it really helping you write, or is it getting you into that kind of mode of helping because it's a job as well as supporting your writing career? Do you know?
Right. Well, the financial aid is definitely like a it's a great reason to stick around, but I got a little bit frustrated with workshop when I first got there. I'd kind of felt like I had... Because I never studied creative writing until I did my master's at Victoria, and so I kind of... Going to Iowa straight after that, it was kind of the second year, and I just kind of... I felt like I'd had enough of sitting in a room with people and talking, like, just dissecting a story. But I think that it's... I've kind of moved through that frustration and... I don't know. Like I think that now I am really, really benefiting from the time there. Like, I mean, it's the kind of environment where you go downtown and like it'll be like Tuesday night and it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning and you'll be like wandering around the streets because you can't sleep or something. You walk into a bar and there's some people there who have been talking for 4 or 5 hours on whether first person or third person is superior, you know, and it's just kind of like my idea of heaven. So the community there is just, it's just amazing. It's like, it's you know, having a group of, say, you know, 50 people that all care about what you care about is just, it's kind of incomparable.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I really look forward to reading the results, because it sounds like you're having a really fun time. You've got to go to dinner, I've got to go to dinner, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it's been really great. Awesome.